Let's go to Joan in Brooklyn, and she's a vegetarian. Are you there, Joan?
Yes, I am.
You know, the funny thing about being vegetarian, in these later years, digestion is going to become your challenge. How old a woman are you?
I'm 53.
Yeah. See, what happens somewhere around 35, 45, 50, 55 maximum, we can't digest our food so well. So the rotting food compromises our immunity and everything in our body. So whether we're a vegetarian or not, but I'll tell you, if you don't want to take digestive support, you can begin eating fermented raw food. How much do you weigh, Joan?
280.
Okay. Well, the first thing you want to look at, whenever you're a little larger than most people, and you've got a larger head, larger bones, the first thing you want to look at is getting on what's called a kapha diet. This is really anti-kapha, so that it lets you have a nice variety of food, but when you eat these foods, you lose weight. And you can still be vegetarian.
Right.
I am not a man to tell someone whether they should or shouldn't be. However, I am here to tell you that it's formidable to be vegetarian. To get enough B12, to get enough of all the nutrients, it gets real tricky, and you must use some supplementation. And in my opinion, you need to eat mushrooms, like shiitakes, not portobellos, because they grow them very poorly, but shiitake, or you live in Brooklyn, so you can get hen of the woods, which is maitake. It's a delicacy, and it's only available in the winter. You got winter, so you got them. And they're one of my absolute favorites, but I live in Austin, so I get about a month or two of maitake.
Right.
But anyway, you don't need much, but you need maybe two or three times a week. These provide many things. I would also take probably a teaspoon a day of Max Stress B. So you've got the B12, you got all the other fancy Bs that are harder to come by when you're vegetarian.
Yeah, and because I'm very low in my B12.
So this will help a great deal. Well, you're a good-sized woman, so maybe two teaspoons per day for you. Normally up to about 175-80 a teaspoon is excellent. So I would go to two for you. And you build up to that. Start at a half teaspoon because it's very strong. And then every 3 days, increase it till you are at the two teaspoons.
Okay.
Now, so the digestion. So you would still want to take Quantum Digest, probably two at the start of meals. Now, this is complete vegetarian formula. There is no animal-based digestive things. These are all plant-based. Even pepsin is plant-based, okay? And you take that at the start of the meal, then the end of the meal.